开始，然后暂停，左边
还要暂停吗？
开始。
这里跟弟兄姐妹见面。
And it's given me opportunity to meet brothers and sisters here.
是因为神知道。
Because God knows.
我还有很多功课没有学好。
I still have many lessons to be learned.
但愿在他的恩典中。
Maybe in His grace.
我们可以一起来学习。
We'll learn together.
我们请弟兄姐妹打开圣经马太福音第六章。
If you can open your Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
我们从第一节念到第十八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 18.
如果你方便的话。
If you can.
不管你喜欢读英文还是中文。
Whatever language, English or Chinese.
我希望你能够一起大声的读。
Please read together with me aloud.
一二三。
Stop. Take heed that you do not.Your righteousness before men, to be seen of them. Else you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When ever thou art in heaven, shall not
请你的圣经不要合起来。
So don't close the Bible.
我们先有一点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we are full of joy and thank you.
是你莫大的恩典，把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
It is by your amazing grace you have saved us from our sins.
也是你难以想象的恩典。
It is unfathomable mercy you have given us.
你保守我们直到如今。
You have preserved us even until today.
我们如今还有生命气息。
While we still have life and breath today.
我们还有一颗心愿。
We still have this desire.
我们还有时间
we still have time,
可以一起来坐在你的脚前
and we can sit before your feet.
这是何等大的恩典
What a wonderful grace.
我们要感谢赞美你
we thank you and praise you.
我们深深的知道
we firmly believe,
人的话
man's word,
可以来可以走
come and go,
但是你的话
but your words,
安定在天
is steadfast in heaven.
我们深深的知道
We firmly know,
再多属灵的知识
more spiritual knowledge,
不能够让我们讨你喜悦
will not help us to please you.
然而耶稣基督的生命
but the life of Jesus Christ,
却是我们的赏赐
it's truly our reward.
我们一起等候在你的面前
we wait before you together.
我们求你向我们扬脸，对我们施恩。
We pray that you will turn your face towards us and have mercy on us.
我们从心里的深处对你说。
From the bottom of our hearts, we cry out to you.
主啊，请说。
Lord, speak.
仆人静听。
Your servants hear.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.我们刚才所读的这段圣经
The passage we have just read
在圣经的里面
In the Bible
是属于登山宝训的一部分
Belongs to the part of the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes
登山宝训这几章圣经
These several chapters of the Sermon on the Mount
马太五章、六章、七章
Chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew
在教会的历史里面
In the church history,
其实是充满着很多争论的经文
And it is full of controversies.
有的人认为
Someone would think,
这是天国的宪章
This is the constitutions of the heavenly kingdom.
如果你是天国的人
If you belong to the heavenly kingdom,
这是你的宪章
It will be your constitution.
你必须遵守这里面的每一个命令
You must obey and comply with every commandment there.
有的人认为
But some would believe
这一段的经文
This passage
不是为着我们这个时代写的
It's not for our generation.
这一些的经文
These passages
是要等到主回来
Will only be fulfilled until the Lord returns.
在地上建立了他的国度
When he establishes his kingdom on earth.
那个时候我们才能够活出这三章圣经的光景。
Only then we can live into the reality of these three chapters.
许多人对这三章圣经有很多的意见。
There are different interpretations and opinions about these three chapters.
许多人对这三章圣经也有很多的误解。
Or a lot of misunderstanding.
我们不可能在短短的一个营会里面。
It is not possible for us in this very short time of camp.
我们可以来了解这三章圣经。
That we can fully understand these three chapters.
其实有一个会读先读圣经的长辈。
Indeed, a very mature brother is one shared.
他说整个新约圣经
The whole New Testament.
不过是这三章圣经的解释
is an explanation of these three chapters.
这三章圣经
these three chapters
向我们描写了一个属天生命
describes to us a heavenly life.
从第五章开始
starting from chapter five,
让我们知道属天生命它有什么样的特质
causes us to know the characteristics of a heavenly life.
然后让我们知道
Then he calls us to know
属天的生命跟神的话有什么关系
The relationship between the heavenly life and the word of God
第五章的下半段
The later part of chapter 5
也是很多人读圣经的时候没有真的明白的地方
is a passage that many of us don't really understand
所以有人会说
So someone would say this.
旧约已经被耶稣否定了。
You know, the Old Testament has been denied by Jesus Christ.
耶稣借着那一些的例子让人家知道他来是一个完全新的启示。
Jesus was using his illustrations to tell people, now I have come, I'm going to give you new revelation.
其实我们仔细的读耶稣讲到属天生命与圣经的关系的时候，
But if you study carefully the relationship of heavenly life and the word of God,
主从来没有否定圣经，旧约圣经。
The Lord has never negated or declined the Old Testament Bible.
主在那里所否定的，
But the Lord has declined
是人们对这圣经错误的理解，
But man's misunderstanding of the word of God.
这是教会历史上的一个极大的悲剧。
It is indeed a tragedy throughout the church history.
许多爱主的弟兄姐妹，
Many brothers and sisters who love the Lord,
他都会告诉你，
They will tell you,
我们尊重圣经，
We really hold fast to the Bible.
我们相信圣经是神的启示，
We believe the Bible is the revelation of God.
我们相信天地都要废去，
The heavens and earth will pass away.
神的话一点一话都不能改变，
But the word of God, even one stroke will never perish.
他们讲的都对。
All true.
然而他们忘记了一件事。
But then they forget one thing.
神的话从来没有错。
Truly, the word of God never err.
然而我们对这神话语的认识是常常有错的。
But often our understanding of the word of God err a lot.
在教会的历史里面。
Throughout the church history.
在许多神儿女的中间。
And among the children of God.
因为我们不知道自己可能有错，
Because we don't know and don't realize that we can be wrong.
所以我们一直都是觉得别人错，
So we often think other people are wrong.
我们没有真的认识，
We haven't truly understood.
我们是一个堕落的人，
We are fallen people.
我们是生在罪中长在罪中的人，
We are born and bred among sinners.
就连我们认罪的眼泪，
You know, even the tears of our confession.
需要耶稣基督的宝血来洁净。
Need the precious blood of the Lord to cleanse.
如果我们知道神的话没有错，
If we realize the word of God would never err,
然而我们对神话的理解是可能错，
But it is very possible for us to get wrong with the understanding.
我们会多么的谦卑，
Then how humble we shall be.
我们会多么的努力，
And how really hardworking we shall be.
好让我们能够对主的话有更清楚一点的认识。
That we can at least understand more of the word of God.
主讲完了属天生命跟神的话语的关系以后，
After the Lord has spoken about the relationship of the heavenly life and the word of God.
主进入到第六章，
And then now the Lord has come to chapter 6.
在第六章他告诉我们有这个属天的生命。
The Lord has explained to us chapter 6 that now that you've got heavenly life,
这一个生命在生活中是什么样的表现出来。
And how this life should be manifested in your daily living.
那当他讲到在生活里面的实践，
When he talks about in practical life,
分作两个主要的部分。
There are two main aspects.
第一个部分，
First,
敬虔的生活，
Godliness,
或者说属灵的生活，
or spiritual life.
这是我们今天读的第一节到第十八节。
This is what we have just read, chapter 6, 1 to 18.
然后从十九节开始，
And then starting from verse 19,
讲到有了这个敬虔的生活的根基，
Now you have the foundation of the life of godliness.
那你跟这一个物质的世界怎么生活？
Then how are you going to interact with the external world?
讲完了这样子的生活，
And after he explained these words,
就进入到第七章，
He comes to chapter 7,
是讲到这样子属灵的生命，
Now this spiritual life,
会长大，
Will grow,
会成熟，
Will mature.
你怎么知道它成熟的呢？
How can you tell it's growing and maturing?
好像在希伯来书
Like in the book of Hebrews
五章十四节那里告诉我们
Chapter 5 Verse 14 it tells us.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Only when a man grows and matures, then his understanding increases, he will be able to discern good and evil.
所以整个第七章
So the whole chapter 7
就说到我们成熟的光景
tells the conditions of our maturity.
我们有好的分辨的能力
We will be able to discern.
从第一节讲到对人的分辨
Discerning among men,
讲到对道路的分辨
among the ways,
讲到对果子的分辨
and among the fruits,
最后讲到对根基的分辨
and the discerning about the foundations, the roots.
整个的登山宝训
the whole beatitudes,
不是叫我们去做什么
is not teaching us to do something.
整个的登山宝训
the whole beatitude.
是告诉我们这一个属天的生命
He's telling us the divine heavenly life
它的本质是什么
The characteristic
它的特色是什么
The uniqueness
它在生活中是什么样的表现
How it will manifest in daily lives
它成熟的时候会像什么样
When it matures, how will it look like
这是我们今天在读圣经的时候
This is when we read the Bible.
我们常常需要神给我们怜悯。
We need the Lord's mercy.
因为今天太多神的儿女
Because there are so many children of God.
把圣经当作一个生活的说明书。
We treat the Bible as the life book or the handbook of your instructions of your life. Instruction book for your life.
我们以为圣经是告诉我们我们什么可以做什么不可以做
We think the Bible is telling us these do's and these don'ts
我们以为圣经给我们很多很好的榜样
Or the Bible has given us many good examples
让我们去学雷锋
So we can learn of them
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
My dear brothers and sisters
所有我们该做的
All things that we should do
我们都不爱做
We don't want to do
所有我们不该做的
and things we shouldn't do,
我们早晚想做
One, sooner or later, you would like to do it.
你们都不阿们了
Do you amen that?
我没有看过这么虚假的人
I've never seen such hypocritic people.
圣经不是叫我们什么做什么不要做
The Bible is not telling us these don'ts and do's and don'ts.
那个是知识善恶树的果子。
This will be the knowledge of the tree of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
圣经也不是叫我们去效法。
The Bible is not telling us to imitate.
因为随便你怎么样的羡慕。
No matter how you desire.
你效法不来的。
You cannot imitate.
而且你越效法。
And the more you try.
你越可怕。
The more you become terrible.
因为你假的可怜。
Because you are so fake.
那所有的人都看穿你。
Everybody knows.
你还自己以为你装得很像。
You still think you have pretended very well.
这叫做国王的新衣服。
You know, this is the emperor's new clothes.
这是教会里面的悲哀。
This is a tragedy happening in church history.
因为我们不认识神给我们写圣经的目的。
Because we don't understand the purpose of God's words in the Bible.
神给我们圣经。
Bible was there.
是让我们看见神的自己。
It's to cause us to see God himself.
看见他的美丽。
His beauty.
他的伟大。
His greatness.
他的计划。
His plan.
因为这个看见。
Because we have seen this.
我们就能够被他改变。
Then we can be changed by him.
生命长大。
When the life grows in us.
这是神在他儿女生中生命中的要求。
This is God's demand among his children.
我们这一次要专注在马太第六章。
This time we will concentrate on Matthew 6.
我们先来看第一节。
Shall we read verse 1?
第一节一开始就说你们要小心。
In the beginning it says, take heed.
你们要小心。
Take heed, be careful.
我猜这里的弟兄姐妹这一段圣经已经读过很多遍。
I believe many of you have been very familiar with this passage already many times.
我听说你们这两个聚会都是很爱读圣经的。
I heard that these two assemblies, brothers and sisters, really love reading the Bible.
那别的地方也许还没有读到。
Maybe some other places not like that.
这个马太福音是肯定读到的。
Of course, Matthew are very familiar.
那这几章是肯定读了很多遍的。
Many, many times you have read these passages.
请问你，你读到你们要小心有感觉吗？
Now, when you read, take heed, how do you feel?
因为你们都是乖小孩。
You are so good children.
所以你们很少被人家修理。
You haven't been like pruned by others.
所以你们不会觉得你们要小心有什么可怕。
So you don't really take heed what you...Trouble of taking heat here.
你如果像我一样啊
，But if you're like me,
我从小只要听到这几个字、哦、
，Every time when I hear these words, take heat, be careful,
我身上就会发抖、啊、
I will shiver.
你知道为什么吗
？You know why?
因为谁会跟我说你要小心啊
？Who would told me this one? Take heat, be careful.
我娘啊
，Of course, my mom.
哦、我小的时候有很多机会让他跟我说你给我小心啊
Many times my mom told me and、told me that you be careful
为什么
Why?
因为我闯很多的祸嘛
Because I've made so many mistakes
在我长大的年代
In my time when I was young
你如果有机会去我们那个村庄
If you had a chance to visit my village
你会看到一个女人拿着晒衣服的竹竿。
You know, you see a woman holding on to a long stick for clothing, hanging clothes.
然后就在那里讲说：“你给我小心啊！你给我小心啊
！”You see her like swinging the stick and be, watch out, watch out.
然后前面一个男孩子在跑步。
And then a young man will run before her.
那个后面的女人是我娘啊。
That woman was my mom.
前面跑的就是我啊
The young boy was me.
因为我很多机会挨打
Because I have so many opportunities like to be beaten.
哦，不止在家里啊
Not only at home.
哇，在学校也是很可怜啊
In school as well, very pitiful.
因为我不喜欢读书啊
Because I didn't like to study.
那个年代的老师啊
And during that time, the teachers,
你不喜欢读书，他就要你的命啊
！If you don't like all, remain quiet to study, you'll get your life.
每一天早上，他做的第一件事
，Every morning, the first thing for the teacher,
就是把一些不喜欢读书的小孩叫到前面
，is to call those students who didn't study well come to the front.
然后就给我们看你昨天考几分呢
？And told you and showed to you what marks you get yesterday.
然后我们就会开始欣赏什么叫做竹笋炒肉丝。
Then we will be ready to experience beating.
因为你知道我们那时候是穿短裤的。
You know, back then we were wearing short pants.
哇这个打起来哦一条条都是红的。
You know, when it was beaten, all the red marks would remain there.
然后一边打还说你要小心啊你要小心啊。
And then, when she beat that, she will yell that,You be careful, you be careful.
最惨的就是回家怎么办呢
And the worst thing is, how are you going to hide when you return home?
我娘一看到
When my mom saw that,
怎么搞的
What happened?
我也不能骗她说摔跤啊
Of course, I couldn't lie that I had a fall.
老师打的
Of course, my teacher beat me.
为什么打
Why was the reason?
哇作业没有交啊
Didn't finish my homework.
考试考不好啊
！Very poor result of exam.
我的天哪
！My heaven.
你以为我娘会像现在的母亲吗
？Do you think my mom would be like nowadays you guys, mom?
哦，可怜的 baby 哦
！Oh my lovely baby. Oh.
没那个事哦。
Nothing would be like that.
我娘一定马上再补一顿。
My mom would double the dose.
然后第二天早上
And then the second morning,
还带我去学校
She would bring me to the school.
啊，去谢谢老师
And then thank the teacher.
哇，你打得好
Well done, good job.
以后再多打一点。
Hit more, beat him more.
所以弟兄姐妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
我一读到这种你们要小心的经文啊。
Whenever I read this passage, take heed.
哦，我那个当年我念小学的图画一片片都回来了。
The sceneries, the memory all came back to me when I was a primary student.
超恐怖的。
Really terrible.
这个话是谁说的
？Now who spoke this word？
是我的老师说的吗
？Was it from my teacher？
是我娘说的吗
？My mom？
不是哎。
No。
耶稣说的。
Jesus said。
哇，这个更可怕。
This is even more terrible。
别人叫你小心啊。
If someone else told you。
那最多打一下而已嘛。
Or the worst will be you get beaten。
哦，耶稣叫你小心哦。
Now Jesus telling you be careful, take heed.
我一读我就怕。
The moment I read it, I tremble.
这不是开玩笑的呀。
It's not a joke.
耶稣叫我小心啊。
Jesus asked me to be careful.
我最好小心哦。
I better be careful.
但是当我在读的时候
，But then the more I read,
我觉得很奇怪。
I find it amazing here.
因为我从小被人家警告要小心啊。
You know, since I was young, when I was being warned to be careful,
都是因为做坏事啊。
It was because I've done something wrong, bad.
可是耶稣在这里要我们小心。
But here Jesus wants us to be careful here.
是当我们在做好事的时候。
It's when we are doing good things.
这个很奇怪啊。
You find it amazing.
我小的时候如果乖乖的读书啊。
You know, when I was young and I was very diligent and studied carefully.
我乖乖的做功课。
And finished my assignment.
我从来没有听过一个人告诉我要小心的。
I've never heard someone telling me be careful.
每一个人都会说哇、哦、好乖哦。
Everyone would, really praise me and, cherish me.
耶稣为什么在这里对着他的门徒说你们做善事的时候要小心呢
How come Jesus hear what the disciples are doing acts of righteousness and still told them to be careful?
善事耶
Acts of righteousness, good things.
请记住哦
Remember,
圣经里面讲的善事啊
The Bible mentions about the good things.
不是去修桥补路啊
It's not doing some just a good act like,philanthropic works.
不是扶老太太过马路哦。
Or holding, helping old men crossing the road.
不是捡到钱交给警察叔叔哦。
Or you pick up some, pick up money and then you hand it to the police.
不是的。
Not these.
圣经里面讲到的善事啊。
The Bible refers to the act of righteousness.
这一个善事是专有名词。
It's a specific description here.
这一个善事是讲到人敬虔的活在神的面前。
It's referring to a man's life in piety before God.
人所活的是能够讨神喜悦。
It's the life that is pleasing to God.
人不是只有装模作样的一些宗教活动。
It's not an external, outward religious activities only.
是人能够活出神的生命。
But man can live out the life of God.
这个叫做善事。
This is the righteousness referred to.
我猜你们都记得。
I believe you will remember.
曾经有一个很有钱的少年官。
Once there was a very rich young man.
Young ruler.
Young ruler.
跑去找耶稣。
Ran to Jesus.
跪在耶稣的面前。
Knelt before Jesus.
说良善的夫子。
And All righteous teacher.
我应当做什么
What should I do?
可以承受永生
To inherit eternal life.
耶稣给他的回答
And the Lord's reply was.
叫做牛头不对马嘴
You are wrongly matching.
他问要做什么
And he was asking, what should I do?
耶稣回答说你为什么叫我良善的
And the Lord's reply was, why do you call me good and righteous?
耶稣告诉他
Jesus was telling him,
你难道不知道吗
Don't you know?
除了神以外
Only God, except God himself.
没有人是良善的。
No one is righteous.
在圣经的思想里面。
In the Bible.
什么叫做善？
What is righteous and good?
善就是 godly.
Good is godly.
就是神的自己。
God himself.
神的儿女们。
The children of God.
如果去犯罪。
If they sin.
耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你要小心。
You be careful.
你懂吗？
You understand?
你会不会有问题？
You have no problem with this.
当然没有问题嘛。
Of course no.
好像我们现在看到有一些服侍神的人。
You know, often we see people serving the Lord.
犯罪啊。
When they sin.
胆子很大。
Really boldly, blatantly.
传道人还敢犯奸淫啊。
Even preachers commit adultery.
还敢有性骚扰啊
？And like sexual harassment.
这样的人
，these type of preacher.
耶稣跟他说
，Of course Jesus would tell them.
你小心啊
！You better take heed.
你在旁边看你有没有问题啊
？And standing next to it, of course, it's righteous.
你没问题的。
You don't have problem with that.
对嘛
？Definitely should be the case.
小心啊
！You better be careful.
不可以啊
！Can't do this.
Amen.
Amen.
嗯、不同意啊
Don't you agree?
同意吗
Do you agree?
如果神的儿女
But if the children of God
如果是神的仆人
Or the servants of God
爱世界
Love the world
爱世界爱得不得了
And to an extent that
你听到耶稣跟他说
Badly, and then Jesus told them
要小心啊
Be careful
你在旁边会说什么
What would you respond? Amen
你要说 Amen
You would Amen
同意吗
Do you agree?
因为我们觉得这是不对的嘛
Of course we know these are all wrong
哎，现在一个人读经啊
But now someone is reading the Bible
祷告啊
And pray
服侍啊
And serve
施舍啊
，and give out，
禁食啊
，and fast，
可能赶鬼啊
，even cast out demons，
行异能啊
，and even perform signs and wonders。
你会听到耶稣跟他说小心哦
，and then you heard Jesus said， take heed， would you？
会吗
？would you？
如果你听到，你会说什么
？and if you did hear that， how would you respond？
什么搞错啊
Is there anything wrong?
耶稣啊
Jesus
他干善事耶
He's doing acts of righteousness
他敬虔耶
He's so godly
他爱主耶
He loves the Lord
你怎么叫他小心耶
Why would you still ask him to take heed?
你应该跟他说
You should say the other way
好样的
Well done.
你这又忠心又良善的仆人。
Good and faithful servant.
Amen.
Amen.
哎，你们是没有睡着，还是听不懂我讲话
？Do you understand my word, or you haven't slept well last night?
你知道神保罗牧师有一个怪毛病。
You know, Pastor Paulson had a characteristic.
他现在已经到主那里去了。
He's now with the Lord.
他跟江守道弟兄两个是 buddy buddy.
He's a very good friend of Brother Stephen Kwong.
他每一次在我们那里讲道的时候
，Every time when he was preaching in our
他最喜欢说的一句话
，The most famous words from him.
你们不讲，我也不讲了。
If you don't speak, I won't speak. If you don't respond.
我不敢学他啊。
Of course, I don't want to be like him.
因为如果我学他，你们不讲，我就不知道怎么办了。
But if you don't respond, I don't know how to proceed.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So my dear brothers and sisters,
为什么耶稣在这里对着他的门徒有这么严重的警告呢
？Why would Jesus pass on such a severe warning to his disciples?
其实你稍微想一下
，But indeed, if you think carefully,
是有道理的。
Truly, there's reason behind.
一个有属天生命的人。
Someone with heavenly life.
如果真的重生得救。
Truly born again.
请问你会犯罪还是不会犯罪？
Let me ask you, is it possible for him to still commit a sin?
啊？
Yeah.
哎，这次你们不是假冒为善。
Now you are no longer hypocrite.
当然会嘛。
Of course, he will still.
老约翰跟我们说。
Old brother John told us.
我们若说自己没有罪。
If we say we haven't sinned.
我们是自欺的。
We are lying to ourselves.
当然会。
Of course, we all will.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But my dear brothers and sisters.
你如果真的重生得救，
But if you're truly born again,
你犯罪以后有什么感觉呢？
After you sinned, how did you feel?
爽吗？
Good feeling?
不会的。
Shouldn't be.
不会的。
It shouldn't be.
你真的有主的生命？
If you truly have the life of Christ in you,
你犯完罪以后，
After you sinned,
你就知道。
Then you realize.
这个罪很讨厌啊。
Sin so disgusting.
这个罪真的是很麻烦啊。
Sin is so annoying.
罪真的是伤你伤得很深的。
Truly, sin hurts you deeply.
并且会伤害你跟别人的关系。
And also hurts and damages the relationship between you and others.
所以要不了多久啊。
So not long.
你会悔改的。
You will repent.
一个人如果犯了罪不悔改，
If someone commits sins and doesn't repent,
你很清楚的知道，
You'll be very clear,
他大概是没有得救，
Most likely, he hasn't been born again.
不可能一个得救的人，
It's impossible for a truly true believer,
可以犯罪以后一直犯然后就不悔改的，
Can sin and continue to sin and never repent.
不可能的，
It's not possible.
因为我们里面的这个生命
Because the life inside us
跟罪
The relationship between sin
是没有办法相容的
It's incompatible
信主以后
After you believe in Jesus
会不会有爱世界的时候
Do you still have the moment that you really love the world?
哎，这边还是有人诚实的。
This side seems to be more honest.
你不爱世界哦？
You still love the world?
不要骗我。
Don't lie to me.
不小心就会爱的。
You're not careful, you love the world.
你可能不爱某一个世界。
Maybe you don't love this part of the world.
譬如说我。
For example, like myself.
我是不会爱音乐的世界。
I wouldn't love the musical part of the world.
你知道为什么吗？
You know why?
因为我不认识豆芽。
Because I can't understand the musical notes.
我不但不认识豆芽。
Not only the musical notes.
我年轻的时候参加诗班了。
You know when I was young and I joined the choir?
我们那个诗班的指挥啊。
The conductor of the choir.
是很有爱心的。
Truly was very loving.
他只要愿意来唱的都可以来啊。
Whoever is willing, come and join the choir.
哇，我就很高兴的去啊。
So I volunteer myself joyfully.
当然还有别的不好的理由去的啦。
Of course, different reasons for me to go as well.
因为四班女孩子多嘛。
Because many pretty girls in the choir.
所以我当然去了。
So I volunteer myself.
你知道到了最后啊。
You know, up to the end.
我们要上台唱诗的时候
When we have to walk to the stage and perform,
我们那个诗班的指挥啊
The conductor of the choir,
把我叫在旁边了
And called me to his side.
刘弟兄我跟你说啊
Hey Peter, let me tell you.
练诗的时候你随便唱没关系啊
During the rehearsal, you can just sing whatever you want to.
今天这个是大场面啊
But today is the performance day.
你上去可以的。
It's all right for you to go up.
但是请你帮个忙。
Please help me.
嘴巴可以张开。
You can open your mouth.
不要出声音啊。
Just make sure you're only mouthing and no sound.
因为我不知道是
这一句是第一步，还是下一句是第三步，还是第四步？我是随便跳的啊。
Because I simply cannot figure it out when I should start and when I should stop.
我不可能爱音乐世界。
It's impossible for me to love the musical part of this world.
你们懂我的意思吗
？You understand?
但是我有没有我爱的世界呢
？But do I have the world that I truly love?
哦，有的姐妹是爱吃啊。
You know, some sisters love to eat.
有的是爱穿啊。
Or beautiful clothing.
有的是爱画涂脸啊。
Or make up beautiful face.
有人爱车。
Some will love car.
有人爱房子。
Or houses.
每一个人爱的不一样。
We all have different part of the world that we truly love.
哪里有一个活在世界上的人会不爱世界呢
？No one in the world who doesn't love the world at all.
那最可怕的世界是宗教世界。
And the most terrible world is the religious world.
哦，有一些人呢，我们给他取的名字叫做 7-Eleven。
You know someone who will label them as 7-Eleven.
你们知道什么是 7-Eleven 吗
？You know what does it mean 7-Eleven?
澳洲有吗？
Do you have it here on Australia?
哦，你们也有。
Oh, you do. Good.
我讲的不是那个 convenience store.
I'm not talking about a convenience store. Penny Den.
不是的。
Not talking about that.
我讲的 7-Eleven 啊。
I'm referring to 7-Eleven too.
是早上七点就到教会。
7 o'clock, you go to the church.
晚上十一点才要回家的。
And you depart at 11 o'clock in the evening.
你知道为什么吗
？You know why?
因为回家了就不好玩了。
Because it's miserable for him to return home.
因为一回到家哦，这个很多的痛苦就来了嘛。
The moment he returns home, all the conflict happens.
哇，在教会多属灵啊
！So spiritual in the church.
多爱主啊
！So loving the Lord.
哦，多快乐啊
！So joyful in the church.
我们都会爱世界。
We all love the world.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
我可以告诉你一件事
Let me tell you one thing,
因为我很有经验
Because I'm very experienced in that
你爱世界
You love the world
世界不爱你
Indeed the world doesn't love you
早晚有一天
Sooner or later, one day you will discover
你发觉世界不能满足你
The world can never satisfy you
你发觉世界会出卖你
Indeed the world will betray you
这一个世界
This world,
翻脸跟翻书一样
you know, can suddenly turn its face just like you flip a page.
今天说你好的人很多
Today, so many would uphold you and appraise you. You are a good man. You are adorable.
明天吐你口水的人也不少
But the following day, they will spit on you.
所以我们如果爱世界
So if you love the world,
耶稣不用叫你小心
The Lord doesn't need to warn you to be careful.
因为早晚你会尝到世界的苦果。
Because sooner or later you will have the bitterness of loving the world.
你会回头的。
And you will return.
最可怕的。
The most terrible thing.
最可怕的。
The most horrible thing.
是我们行善。
Is when we have the act of righteousness.
我们敬虔。
We are living godly life.
我们属灵
We are spiritual.
我们爱主
We love the Lord.
哦，这个最危险的
This is dangerous.
你有没有见过一些属灵的人
Have you come across spiritual men?
有没有领教过
Have you tasted that?
你请他吃饭
You invited him to have a meal?
他告诉你说神的国不在乎吃喝
And he will tell you the kingdom of God doesn't rely on food or drink.
哇，超属灵的
，super spiritual。
别人家的孩子病得快要死了。
You know, children of someone's really sick almost to death。
哦，属灵人看见了说不要担忧。
And the spiritual man said, "Don't worry about it."
万事要互相效力。
And all things work together for the good。
叫爱神的人得益处。
For those who love God.
弟兄啊，要有信心啊
！Be with faith, brothers.
要祷告啊
！Just go to pray.
好像要有信心，要有祷告。
Like with faith and also with prayer.
多读一点圣经。
Just read more the Bible.
什么事都没有了。
Everything shall be fine.
见过吗？
Have you come across?
这些人呢？
But these men,
不知道是怎么回事。
They don't know what had happened.
耶稣忘了把他们带到天堂去了。
Maybe Jesus had forgotten to bring them to the heaven.
因为他们不适合这个地上。
They really doesn't understand the world on earth.
你会发觉他不是人了。
You discover they are not human.
他是天使。
They are like angels.
最可怕的
，the most terrible thing is，
是当我们以为自己属灵
，is when we think we are spiritual，
我们以为我们做的是神喜欢的
，we think what we are doing is pleasing to God，
这个时候要小心啊
，it is at that moment you need to be careful，
因为这个时候
，because why at that very moment，
我们对着圣灵的感动是完全封闭的。
Our response and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is shut.
我们里面自以为义的心啊。
When we have the self-righteousness inside,
我们不会看到任何的光。
Then we won't be able to see any light.
因为我们自己就是光啊。
Because we are the light.
我们不需要有新的启示。
We don't need any more new revelation.
我们不需要有任何的改变。
No need to change any further.
因为我们已经完美了。
Because we are already perfect.
你有没有见过这样子的弟兄姐妹？
Have you come across this type of brothers and sisters?
哇，我最敬佩。
The one I really adore.
我也最害怕。
And I fear the most.
如果神不怜悯我。
If the Lord hasn't been merciful on me.
我很可能就是这样的人。
More very likely, I will be one of them.
我都对
I'm the right
我都好
I'm so good
我是服侍神的
I serve the Lord
我做的都是神喜悦的
Whatever I do is pleasing to God
这个人讲道
This one, he preaches
啊，还差不多
That's not too bad
不过那个地方、啊、讲的不是很清楚的
It's not so clear, that aspect
不太对
Not so right, indeed
啊，那个姐妹啊
But that sister
你看他祷告
，Listen to her prayer。
什么祷告嘛
？What sort of prayer is this？
这个祷告是不合圣经的。
This prayer is not even according to the Bible。
太多的时候
，So many times。
当我们行善
，When we act righteousness，
我们要小心。
We need to take heed。
我们要非常的小心。
Be very very careful。
那主在这里特别强调
Now here the Lord is emphasizing
要小心的最重要的地方是什么呢
Where shall we take the most heed
主说
The Lord says
你要在一切的敬虔的事情上
In all of your acts of righteousness
你要记住
Must remember
你是给人看呢
Are youacting for man
还是你是为神做呢
or you're truly acting for God
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我跟在座很多的弟兄姐妹都不认识
I don't know many of you brothers and sisters here
就是有一些认识的
Some of you I do know a little
我们也没有太多的交往
We don't have much time to interact
所以我先请求你一件事。
So first of all, I would like to ask you.
你不要自己对号入座。
Please do not try to match what I'm saying.
不要说刘弟兄在说我。
Don't think that Brother Peter Liu is attacking me or pointing at me.
我不会说你的。
I won't tell anything about you.
因为我不知道你。
Because I don't even know you.
但是我希望你记住一件事。
But I hope you can remember one thing.
主告诉我们，你们要小心。
The Lord is telling us, take heed.
我们真的要小心。
We really need to be careful.
我们最要小心的地方。
And the most important aspect, we need to be careful.
我们要给别人看呢。
Are we acting for the sake of man?
我们还是要讨神的喜悦呢。
Or are we pleasing God?
英文里面有两个字。
There are two words in English.
一个叫做 impress.
One is impress.
一个叫做 express.
One is to express.
一个人如果不爱主，
if someone doesn't love the Lord,
一个人如果不追求，
but if you don't pursue God,
一个人不愿意过敬虔的生活，
or not even willing to live a life of godliness,
你没有问题。
No problems.
你一点都没有问题。
You don't have any issue with him.
这个营会你来错了。
It is wrong for you to come here.
因为你不需要小心。
Because you don't need to be careful at all.
但是如果你爱主，
But if you love the Lord,
你追求，
And you pursue,
你渴望更多的得着神。
Your desire is to gain Christ more.
你希望你的人生，
You want your life to be.
是神可以捡在手中。
A life that God will be in control.
神可以改变你。
God can change you.
神可以充满你。
And God can fill you.
神可以使用你的。
And God can use you.
你要小心。
Then you need to be careful.
因为一不小心啊。
Why if not?
我们就从 express 变成了 impress.
We can fall from express into impress.
基督徒活在地上的生活，
The life of Christians on earth.
是因为我们跟神有好的关系。
It's because we have restored a good relationship with God.
耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面。
The life of Christ inside us.
我们真实的光景，
Our reality.
表现出来，
Manifested outwardly.
这个叫做见证。
This is called testimony.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
今天太多的时候，
a lot of times,
我们在小组里面，
in a small group,
我们在诗班里面，
or in a choir,
我们在主日学里面，
or even Sunday school,
我们在讲台上面，
on a pulpit,
不是基督从我们里面流露出来。
It's not Christ inside us manifesting.
是我们希望别人能够看到一种属灵的样子。
But we are longing that people can appreciate us a certain form of spirituality.
这是为什么我们在教会讲话跟在家里讲话，在跟公司讲话是不一样的。
And this is why we speak differently in church, from home and from workplace.
因为我们来到教会，
because the moment we can enter the church,
我们希望别人认为我们爱主。
We think and hope that people would think we love the Lord.
我们希望别人以为我们属灵。
We hope people would think we are spiritual.
所以我们说的话，
So the words we speak,
我们的祷告，
And even our prayers,
我们跟人打招呼的样子，
Our greetings, the manner we respond with one another,
都跟外面不一样。
It's different outwardly, when we're outside.
这是耶稣告诉我们，
This is when Jesus told us,
我们要小心啊，
Take heed,
要小心啊，
Be careful.
不要让别人看见你属灵。
Do not desire men to think you are spiritual.
不要让人看见以为你很敬虔。
Let no man think, oh, you are godly.
不要让人觉得你真的是好像基督一样。
And people think, oh, you are really like Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐。
Dear brothers and sisters.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么耶稣告诉我们说不要这样子做呢？
Why would Jesus want us not to be like that?
他说因为啊。
Why? The reason is,
若是这样，
If it is the case,
就不能得你们天父的赏赐。
Then you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
请注意。
Please pay attention here.
我们读的刚才这十八节的圣经，
The 18 verses we have read,
里面有七次讲到赏赐。
Seven times it mentioned reward.
赏赐。
Reward.
我认识一些属灵的人。
I know certain spiritual men.
他跟我说。
He was telling me.
我不要赏赐。
I don't need reward.
我不是为了赏赐来爱主的。
I don't love the Lord because of reward.
我不是为了赏赐来服侍的。
I don't serve for the sake of reward.
哇，我实在从心里佩服啊。
I truly adore them from the bottom of my heart.
因为他们比耶稣还属灵、啊。
Because they are more spiritual than Jesus.
我们的主
，Our Lord，
看见了前面的奖赏。
When he saw the reward in front of him，
他看见了永世的荣耀。
When he saw the eternal glory，
所以他可以忍耐。
That's why he was patient, forbearing.
他可以学会了忍耐的功课。
And he learned the lessonsOf endurance.
我们居然有人比主还属灵啊！
But now we have someone claimed to be even more spiritual than Jesus.
我们不在乎这些奖赏。
Oh, I don't care about reward.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你以为什么是奖赏
？Do you know what reward is?
我以前呢
？In the past, I thought.
大概是将来到天上。
Or maybe in the future in heaven.
上帝要给我住一个什么样的房子
What sort of house the Lord prepared for me?
因为我很早就听过一个笑话。
Because long ago I heard this joke.
这个笑话呢
What this joke is about?
是有一个传道人。
Once upon a time is a preacher.
在地上很努力的侍奉。
He worked and served diligently on earth.
他为主付上了很多的代价。
For the Lord's sake, he paid a lot of price.
最后啊
，And then at the end,
他去见主了。
So he met the Lord.
那在见主之前呢
？And before he met the Lord,
他遇到了彼得。
He came across Peter.
彼得说：“哎呀，兄弟啊，欢迎你回家。
”And Peter said, "Brothers, welcome home."
让我先帮你安顿好吧。
Let me just settle you first, check you in.
就带着他走了。
So Peter brought him.
结果他一看呢
，And then the moment he saw,
哇，他看到一个好漂亮、好漂亮的 mansion,
a beautiful mansion in front of him.
哇，他说这个是主为我预备的吗
？Is it what the Lord has prepared for me?
你知道约翰福音十四章那里说的吗
？You remember John 14 told us.
主说我去是为你们预备地方嘛。
I go and prepare a place for you.
我预备好了就接你们去嘛。
After I have prepared, I'll come back and take you in.
他一看，哇
！So the brother saw the mansion. Wow!
好漂亮啊
！Beautiful, magnificent.
他就问彼得。
And then he asked Peter.
这是为我预备的吗
？Was this for me?
那彼得说，
But he said, No, not for you.
他那这个是谁的呢
？Then for whom? For this mansion.
彼得就跟他说。
And Peter told him.
这个是给纽约市开计程车的、啊。
That mansion was reserved for a taxi cab driver in New York City.
一个开计程车的司机有这么漂亮的 mansion?
Wow, a cab driver would receive such a magnificent mansion.
哦，他就在想了。
So he was thinking,
那上帝要给我预备的。
Wow, what God is going to prepare for me then?
那是不能想象。
Will be beyond my imagination.
然后就一直带他走啊走啊走啊走啊走。
So Peter was touring him around and just.
看了很多都说不是。
Many mentions and Peter still said no, not for you.
最后带他去到一个地方。
And then at the end, Peter brought him to a place.
他一看呢
，He saw it.
昏倒啊
！He fainted.
一个小茅屋
，It's a little hut，
很烂啊
，Really run down，
很破
，shabby hut。
他就问彼得
，So you ask Peter，
我是 pastor 啊
，I'm a pastor，
我怎么在这里啊
？Are you sure I'm here？
那个开计程车他怎么在那里啊
？What are the cab driver over there？
然后彼得跟他说
：“So Peter asked him，
你要想一想
，Just recall，
每一次你讲到
，Every time when you preach，
别人都睡觉
，Everybody sleeps，
每一次那个开计程车的司机开车
Every time the cab driver was driving,
他车上带的人都祷告
All the passengers would pray.
So I've been thinking
hard. What is really reward?
就是看你在地上干的怎么样了、
啊。Is it depending on what you do on earth?
那将来到主那里啊。
Then one day when you meet the Lord.
有人住大房子。
Some will live in a big mansion.
那有的住小茅屋。
Some will live in a small hut.
那我是不贪心的。
Well, I'm not greedy at all.
我只要到天堂。
As long as I'm in heaven.
可以啦。
I'll be fine.
大房子 OK。
Big mansion, good.
小茅屋也 OK。
Shabby hut,Fine with me.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But my dear brothers and sisters,
你知道吗
Do you know?
圣经里面的奖赏
The reward referred to the Bible, in the Bible,
不是主以外的东西
It's nothing beside the Lord.
圣经里面的奖赏
The reward in the Bible,
是主的生命
It's the life of Christ.
是主的自己
It's the life of Christ himself.
基督徒一生在地上
Our whole lifeAs Christian on earth.
将来进到永恒。
One day when we enter eternity,
有多丰富的基督。
How rich Christ there will be,
就决定了我们能够满足基督有多少。
Then it determines how we can satisfy the Lord himself.
听清楚吗?
Do you understand?
不只是决定了我们能够享受基督有多少
Not only determines how much we can enjoy Christ
是基督能够享受我们有多少
But how much Christ can enjoy us
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
如果我们所在乎的是别人怎么看我们
If we only pay attention to how people see us
别人怎么看
How people would appreciate you.
别人看我们的永远是外面。
You know, people can only appreciate us outwardly.
神怎么看我们
But how God sees us.
神看我们永远是里面。
God always sees us internally, inwardly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天的教会
The churches today.
不管你走到哪一个国家
Wherever you go, whichever country you visit
不管你走到小教会大教会
Small church, mega churches
人们都是看外面
Men look outwardly
你跟不同的弟兄姊妹交通
You fellowship with different brothers and sisters
每一个人都告诉你
Everyone is telling you
我们的教会怎样怎样怎样怎样
Our church is like this and that and like this and that.
当然有一些人是专门讲负面的。
Some will tell you the negative things about the church.
哦，这个不对，那个不好。
This is no good, this is wrong.
那有些人是专门讲正面的。
Some will tell you the positive things.
哇，你看我们的教会多好。
Look at our church, it's so good.
但是不管你说它好还是不好。
Whether it's good or bad,
我们都是看外面的。
We only look at things outwardly.
而且我们都很在乎外面的。
And we really treasure a lot outward things.
但是我们从来忘记了。
But we often forget.
神对看得见的东西没有太大的兴趣。
God is not really interested in things that can be seen outwardly.
神对那个我们看不见的东西非常有兴趣。
But God is very interested to things that is unseen.
今天太多神的儿女。
Today, so many children of God.
我们把我们的眼目。
We have focused our eyes.
都在那些看得见的事情。
On things that are seen outwardly.
人。
Men.
事情。
Events.
东西。
Or things.
这些看得见的
These are external outward things.
兴奋哦
Cause us to be excited.
开心哦
Cause us to be happy.
感谢主啊
We thank and praise the Lord for that.
我不是说看得见的东西完全都不好
I'm not saying all these external things are fully unimportant.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
保罗的话
Paul's word,
他说我们不是顾念那看得见
For we do not care about things that is seen,
我们乃是顾念那看不见
But we care of things that is unseen,
因为看得见的是短暂的
Because things that can be that is seen is temporary,
看不见的才是永恒
But things that is unseen is eternal.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
人生很短
Our life is so short.
真的很短
Truly very short.
不是我们这种 长白头发的人才说人生很短
It's not people like us with gray hairs who tell you life is short.
我们在服事的年轻人团契
Well, the young youth group, youth fellowship I'm serving in the church.
我们有200多个年轻人。
We have 200 more young people.
十几岁的。
Teenagers.
二十几岁的。
Or 20-odd.
哇，三十几岁就很老了。
Or 30-odd is old considered.
我也不知道为什么我这么老还要跟他们天天在一起。
I don't know why an old man like myself still interact with them daily.
但是我常常跟这些年轻人说。
But I often tell our young people.
坟墓里面
You know the grave?
埋的不是老人
Coffin is not for old men
坟墓里面埋的是死人
Coffin is for dead men
老人会死
Old men can die
年轻也会死
Young men can also die
我们一生早活晚早死晚死差不多
Our life is so short, old or young, not much difference
当医生告诉我我癌症很严重的时候
When a doctor told me I've got terminal cancer
我们有一个年轻人是学医的
A young man among us He's a medical doctor
非常关心我
Very careful Very nervous about my health Very concerned
叔叔啊
Uncle
你那个检查报告给我看一下
Let me look at your medical report
到底你是这个 cancer 是第几期的
What stage of cancer are you now in?
我看看他
And I look at him
我说你看那个干什么
Why do you have to look at the report?
他说你难道不知道吗
His answer was don't you know that?
不同的期
Different stages
死亡率是不一样的
Different mortality rate
有的是只有 10% 会死掉
Some would only have 10% mortality
有的是 90% 几会死的、啊、
Some would more than 90% you would die
我说孩子啊
And then I told him my son, like young man
你们学校教的都是错的
You know, what you have learned in the medical school is wrong
我怎么会错呢
How can I be wrong?
我说我告诉你
Let me tell you the reality
每一个 stage 的死亡率都是 100%
Every stage, the mortality is 100%
听懂吗
Do you understand?
我说只有差别在哪里啊
And the difference was
有的只能活三个月
Some only for 3 months
有的可以再多活三年
Maybe 3 years
也许可以活13年
Or maybe 13 years
也许再活30年好不好
Or about 30 years, what about?
那很惨，你知道吗
？It's very sad, actually.
我们中国人骂人骂什么
？You know how we Chinese people rebuke people or curse people?
老不死啊
！How come you're still here? You don't die.
人生很短。
Our life is so short.
这么短的时间。
Such a short span of life.
你要投资在哪里？
How are you going to invest your life?
你要投资在哪里?
Where to invest?
你投资的这些事情
Or what would you invest on?
是看得见的?
You invest on things that are seen?
还是看不见的?
Or unseen?
是短暂的呢?
Temporary?
还是永恒的?
Or eternal?
如果神不怜悯我们
If the law hasn't got, have mercy on us.
我们常常都会把看得见的当宝贝。
We often would treasure things that are seen.
我们把人的称赞当宝贝。
Men's appraisal, we treasure it a lot.
我们把外面的热闹当宝贝。
Outward activities, treasure.
我们需要神让我们知道。
We really need the Lord to cause us to see and to know.
什么是永恒的？
What is eternal?
什么是他真的喜欢的？
What are things that he really is pleased?
我希望弟兄姊妹有时间的时候。
If you have time, brothers and sisters, I do hope.
你能够把马太五章、六章、七章来回多念几遍。
You repeat reading chapter 5, 6, 7 of Matthew.
多念几遍。
Repeat reading it.
因为这是主在地上的时候。
It is when Jesus was on earth.
他给门徒的教训。
His teachings to his disciples.
他向我们启示他的心肠。
He revealed to us his heart.
当你在读这三章圣经
and as you read and study these three chapters,
当你多读几次的时候
and as you read it again and again,
你就知道
then you will understand,
是多么的重要
it's so important,
我们要知道主怎么看
we need to know how the Lord would view things,
我们要知道什么是有真正永恒的价值
what things are truly of eternal value.
我讲一个小故事我们就结束
I'll tell you a story before I end.
有一对年轻人在我们中间。
There's a young couple in our midst.
结婚了。
They got married.
我们给他们上的婚前辅导。
So we gave them premarital counseling.
两个人很爱主。
These two love the Lord.
很乐意服事。
Really wanted to serve God.
好不好？
Are they good?
好吗？
Good?
Yeah. 好
Of course good.
当然好
Of course.
上帝赐给他们一个儿子
So God gave them a child.
哇这个孩子长得很漂亮
A very handsome boy.
你知道我去看这个 baby 的时候
So when I went to see the baby.
我觉得这个 baby 太漂亮
What a beautiful baby.
那我看很多 baby 的
You know I've come across many babies.
那我们教会人多嘛
？Because we have so many in our church.
你知道，教会人多就生的也多，死的也多嘛
？You know, in the church, if you have many, like many born and many die.
所以我这个什么婚礼啊、生 baby 啊、葬礼啊，都多的不得了。
So weddings, funerals, or new birth, lots coming up.
很多的时候我去看 baby.
You know, often when I see baby.
哦，那些父母都会说。刘弟兄，你看呢、啊，他好可爱哦。
Many parents would show me love, brother Leo. Look at my baby, so pretty.
我不能够说谎。
Of course, I cannot lie.
他毛都没有啊。
Not even a hair there.
他跟我说很漂亮啊。
And the parents would tell me, "What a beautiful baby! Look."
你知道很多 baby 生下来没有什么头发的吗
？You know, many babies born with no hair.
要过一段时间慢慢长出来的嘛。
After a while, the hair would come.
但是这个 baby 不一样啊。
But this baby is different.
哇，生下来一头黑发。
Full of black hair.
好漂亮哦。
Really pretty.
真的漂亮啊。
Very pretty.
我抱着这个孩子。
I was holding the baby.
他们跟我说。
And they were telling me.
叔叔啊。
Uncle.
为我们的孩子祷告吧。
Can you pray for our baby?
要不要祷告
Should I pray?
要吗
Of course.、Yeah.
就要祷告
So I prayed.
主啊求你祝福这个孩子
Lord, may you bless this baby.
让他可以健健康康的长大
That he can grow strongly and healthily.
他会认识你
He will know you.
他能够爱你
And love you.
好不好
Is it good prayer?
好不好
Yes.
主啊让他将来可以进好大学
Well, cause him to be able to enter into a great university.
好不好
Is it good?
让他可以娶好老婆
And marry a good wife.
让他将来养出的小孩都很乖
And then future on, they have got good children of themselves, of himself.
好不好
Are these good prayers?
好不好
Are these good prayers?
都好啊
These are good prayers.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Are my dear brothers and sisters?
当我在为这个孩子祷告的时候
But as I was praying for this baby,
神在我的心里问我
God was asking me inside,
你还会为他要什么
What else would you ask for him?
你还为他要什么？
What else would you pray for him?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是今天早晨圣灵要问你的话。
This is the question the Holy Spirit would like will ask you this morning.
你心里面真的要什么？
What do you really want in your heart?
健康吗？
Health?
老婆听话吗？
A good and obedient wife?
喜欢吗？
You like all these?
不喜欢啊。
No?
你们都喜欢母老虎啊。
You like a tiger in your home?
小孩不玩游戏，拼命的练钢琴，学中文。
Oh, my children never loved, computer games, just want to play piano and learn Chinese.
喜欢吗？
You like this?
健康。
Health.
财富。
Wealth.
做老不死。
And then long time, longevity.
喜欢吗？
You like all this?
服事。
Or serving the Lord.
服事有果效。
And with fruit in your ministry.
喜欢吗？
You like this?
喜欢，都喜欢。
Yes, we all like this.
但是请你记住。
But please remember.
马太第七章说什么？
Matthew 7, what does it say?
到那一天，
one day,
有人会说主啊主啊。
One day, one would say and tell the Lord, Lord,
奉你的名传道。
I have preached the word in your name,
奉你的名赶鬼。
Even cast out demons in your name,
奉你的名行异能。
And work wonders in your name.
然后主说我不认识你。
And then the Lord said, I don't even know you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
你要什么？
What do you really want?
你真的要什么？
Truly, what is in your heart?
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，你比谁都知道我们。
Lord, you know us more than anyone else.
但愿早晨你的话。
May your word this morning
能够真的在我们里面生根，
can truly hold root in our hearts
能够改变我们，
will change our lives
让我们里面的眼睛被你打开，
May you open the eyes inside us
让我们知道什么是永恒的，
that we truly know what is eternal
什么是真的讨你喜悦的，
what is truly pleasing to you
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.